You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I think I've gotten it down to about 18 seconds. I can take that thing down. It's unbelievable. Got the new one, still playing with it. It's unbelievable. I love the little clip on to your shirt that you can kind of run the machine from. It's awesome. My son loves that one. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're sick of Zoom calls, if you're sick of, you know, diving everywhere and looking for what you need, our roadmap will help you become a better basketball coach. There's lots of great resources out there, but a lot of them are run by people that are college coaches or aren't teaching stats all day and then jump into the gym and have to deal with the everyday things 24/7 that a high school coach or a youth coach has to deal with. So come over, let me help you become a better basketball coach, teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast. I finished my other one fast, so it was perfect. I was just working on my National Association of Basketball Coaches verification form. So it's like, did I forget to do that? I guess I did, but I don't know. Took my son to the Final Four. Not this year, obviously, but the Virginia one, it was so much fun. So much fun. I would recommend everybody become that. Get a membership to the NAB and National Association of Basketball Coaches. You get a ticket if you're in it long enough, you can get a ticket. You can get a ticket to the Final Four. And they're really good seats, actually. But they basically verify that you don't sell it like to scalpers and stuff. But you know, because they're expensive. And they're worth a lot. Sure. They're worth a lot. How are you doing? Where are you located again?
I'm in Orlando.
Oh God. I just got off somebody from Tampa. You guys are like Florida's like on the surface of the sun this time of year.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I mean, everybody says, you know, I'm originally from Illinois, so you know, I'm in your territory. So
yeah. Okay.
But like I went back home last summer and it was just as hot. I mean,
it is. It's humid. Like today, like there's like, it's so, I got the air conditioning going on here and then it's like huge, so humid outside. There's like condensation on the windows this morning. It's crazy. Yeah. You're right. So, the humidity is pretty bad.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I like it. I mean, the winters are beautiful. So,
this is Orlando. First of all, like, I don't know if you can see. So my kids are getting older, but we're kind of Disney fanatics, which is crazy. It doesn't fit my personality at all. It's crazy, but anyway, so Orlando, like that's my goal is to come down and do like a clinic in Orlando. Like I love Orlando. Like
yeah, it's nice. Well, you guys do that. You guys play in that tournament in Ocala, right?
Yes. Yeah, so which one was that?
I want to say I was listening, and this was obviously
Kingdom of the Sun. We won that one. Yeah. And then our state association told us we couldn't go to team tournaments of 16 anymore, okay. Which is like, what are you talking about? Like, you can go to tournaments of 8, but not tournaments of 16. Last year we were at Windermere. We won that one in Windermere last year. That was a great one. That's a nice school. Holy crud. That's a nice prep school.
Yeah. We have a lot of huge schools down here for sure.
Yeah. And then this year, hopefully, if Colt's listening, we were supposed to come down and play in the Villages because we had done that like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going to let us travel by then.
Yeah. We're in AAU season right now. We're playing. So it's
really,
yeah, we actually had a tournament 2 weekends ago. It was local. It was in Jacksonville, which is about 2 hours north of us. But yeah. We played in it, and it was just, you know, the safety guidelines were all right. You know, I think they could have done better, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard. You know, there's a lot of parents like, oh, I don't really want to send my kid, you know, to these AAU tournaments. And so it's one of those things where, like,
I wouldn't send my kid at this point, especially if they're a younger kid. Like, there's no reason. The only ones I would think about would be junior gonna be senior. Like,
yeah, so that's exactly what our, so the guy that Jack, the guy that runs our organization, TMBA, that's kind of what he, I think he was getting so much pressure from the parents saying, like, he didn't want to go, especially he didn't like the guy that runs the tournament, but
right.
he was like, they're getting so much pressure from the parents. Like, we really want to play. And like, everybody was on board. So he's like,
You can't, well, when you look at the CDC stuff, basketball is like one of the more dangerous ones, like football, basketball from close. I mean, I don't know. They're all going, well, yeah. We could have a science discussion. I'm a stats teacher. We could have a discussion about the math behind this. It's crazy, but
yeah. But and then, you know, we're going to Nashville on July 5th.
You're driving?
No, we're flying. I don't know. I mean,
It's the airports. It's not. So I just saw a news thing that some of the airlines are getting rid of the middle seat. The middle seats. That's more. You know, if someone's two rows in front of you, two rows behind you, and they're sick, you're probably going to get sick. But the filters in planes are better than hospitals. That's not the problem. It's more that you just, like, everyone's got to be in a mat. Yeah. It's the airport's the scary part. I just drove out to New Hampshire from Wisconsin. Easiest drive I've ever made. It was just my son and I. We stopped once. Like, one night, we stopped one night. We stopped twice for gas. That was it. Everything else was in the car, which is just as safe as being home. And then the hotel, the crazy part about the hotel is I didn't see a person when I did the hotel. Like, so yeah. This is not an advertisement for Hilton, but they basically have an app. So you book your room, and then there's an app, and you go up. It's like going to Disney. You click on it, opens the outside door. You click on it, opens your room door, and you walk in. Didn't see a person. Swear to God, did not see a person. It was crazy. So I saw more people going to the grocery store a week ago than I did driving to New Hampshire from Wisconsin. Yeah.
No, I believe it.
Yeah, and then I got to my brother's lake house, and it was fine because it was like we were at the lake, and we didn't, you know. But flying is a whole different cookie.
Yeah, well, I flew home actually about a month ago because with the new job and everything right. down here, I don't know when I'm going to get back to see some of my family. So
yeah,
I decided to fly. It was like flights were like $60 round trip. And I'm like, ugh. I was like, I don't really want to, but I'm going to go ahead and risk it. But they did so I flew Allegiant, and they like – really separated everything off to where you weren't around really anyone. And then originally they said like they were going to provide the masks and gloves and stuff like that, which they did, but they didn't require you to wear them. So like some people were wearing them, some people weren't. And
it's like the people that wear the mask like this, like what's the point? You know, I'm holding a, you know, what's the point? Like put it over your nose, people. Like That's a good thing. Costco, I go to Costco, and Costco requires you to have a mask on. It's just like the math behind it is so much better. Like if they made everybody in those AAU tournaments wear a mask, but the 10 people playing, you probably would be okay for the most part.
Yeah.
Like even the officials, like wear a mask.
Yeah. Well, you would not have wanted to see the tournament in Jacksonville. You would have had to walk away.
Well, here's the issue too. This is what I don't think people are realizing for this upcoming season is there's a lot of officials that don't want to officiate. Like,
that's tough because they don't already want to officiate. So
right. No, but I mean, so think about, we already have officiating problems with numbers. Yeah. Now let's say you take a third of the officials off the table. We're not going to have enough officials. Yeah. If we, you know, I'm Debbie Downer when it comes to like the Wisconsin, but I'm basically telling people there's not going to be fall sports.
Yeah.
And there's probably not going to be winter sports unless science wins. So I think the best chance for winter sports is early 2021, like a shortened season. Like, oh my God, we came up with a therapeutic. We came up with a vaccine. Okay, good. We'll just shorten the season. You'll play from January to March kind of thing. Yeah. That's our best bet. Cause January is going to be brutal if they don't come up with something. Yeah, I'm just trying to get my guys working out and shooting is what I'm trying to do right now.
Yeah, so they're allowing some stuff at the high school, just small groups.
Well, no, we can't do anything at the high school. I'm just telling them to go find a park or their driveway and I'm working on stuff to give them. So I'm going to do that starting mid-July, like do these things. But I haven't gotten to that yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, so we obviously Florida is a little bit different, but and it sounds like they may be kind of shutting it back down. But we at our school, the new school that I just got the job at, we're allowed to do like small groups. They're taking their temperature when they, you know, to check for fever and stuff like that. And when the kids get there, and we're supposed to like document all that stuff and make sure that we're making sure that they feel all right. But it's one of those things like, you know, a lot of those kids could be asymptomatic, right?
Right. That's the problem, is the little buggers are carriers and they're going to get you and I sick. That's the problem.
Yeah. Jack and I are convinced that we already got it. And
son's convinced he got it. And here's the issue. This is what and there's a couple players on my team that are convinced. I go, first of all, you didn't. Well, we flew back from Florida like the beginning of January. I go, guys, maybe you had it, but if one of you had it, we all got it. That's the problem. Yeah. First of all, and you probably had something like it, but it just wasn't it. It was like, you probably had, it was January in Wisconsin. You got, you know, a cold, or you got, you know, some sort of virus. We all get sick because we're all run down.
Right.
I don't think you had COVID, maybe let's hope you did. Cause then we all had it already, but I doubt it. I definitely don't think I got it. If I did, I had a very mild case because I had a pretty good winter as far as getting sick goes.
Yeah.
But all right, you have questions, or now that we've talked about the state of the world?
I was putting a couple things down. Was just kind of interested in just chatting and giving you a little background about where I'm at, and then
that'd be awesome.
We can kind of go from there.
Okay.
I'm crossing my fingers too that we're going to have a season. You know, my first varsity coaching job, and now I'm not going to get a season. That's kind of tough. But
and I think it's going to be harder. I've told some other coaches that are young coaches that are getting jobs is you got to basically have two plans.
Yeah,
you're either going to play or you're not going to play probably. So I don't know if there's going to be this hybrid like school, like virtual school, no school, or kind of a hybrid. I don't know if there's going to be a hybrid for basketball. So you are in a harder position than ever because you basically have to figure out, okay, if we have a season, how am I going to do it? And if we don't have a season, how am I going to do it? Because I think they're going to still want you to do stuff with the guys because it's a long season. At some point, you might come back.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's where you got to start thinking about more than one. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks for the seniors. Oh. You know, uprising seniors is going to be horrible.
Definitely. Yeah. So anyway, so I will fill you in a little bit. So it's girls team, girls varsity. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a private school. It's a K through 12 private school. and I'm going to be teaching. So that's great. I'm going to be in the building, which I'm really excited about. I'll be teaching seventh and eighth grade math, but since the building is all one, I'll be able to see my players walking through the hall, hopefully walking through the hallways. Come school year. But I'm kind of just been, you know, using all this time off to just, like you said, develop a plan and figure out, you know, how I'm going to go about it. We have an interesting situation that I was kind of excited, well, anxious to fill you in about, because it's going to be interesting with what we got going on at my school. So last year they, so there's only about 220 or like 230, I guess, in the high school. So it's very small.
Okay.
We're in 2A. So we go in Florida, we go 1A all the way up to, I believe it's 7A.
So 7A is the big schools.
7A's are the big schools.
Okay. And then, so 1A. Who's small? What's the cutoff for 1A?
I really don't know. That's a great question. That's some of the stuff, the FHSAA, or some of the stuff I'm trying to get used to, because I'm so used to IHSA in Illinois.
Yeah. So it's probably, God, it's got to be like less than 100. You're at 220?
Yeah.
Probably got to be less than 100, probably. Geez, that's a tiny school. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, and I don't know, I don't know if there's any, like, multipliers in there because we are private, so maybe, you know, maybe we are close to being 1A.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe normally 200 is 1A, I'm not sure.
Right.
But yeah, so last year, they only had probably, they had 12 girls in the whole program from – there was an eighth grader that played. So in Florida at that school, they can play, they're in sixth, seventh or eighth. They can play up with the varsity team because they're all in the same building, I guess is what the rules are. And then being private school, I'm not sure.
Exactly. Okay.
But I think there's some other states that do that as well. You know, they're allowed some middle schoolers to play up if they're, you know, capable, but in girls it's more relevant, I think, than it would be with boys. So I know that there was a seventh grader last year that got to see some varsity minutes. And I got to meet her because she came to one of the workouts recently. So I've gotten to meet all the players, but unfortunately there's only six or seven that are committed right now that I know are going to be back.
Do you have volleyball? Do you have volleyball issues with the fall?
We don't. As of right now, the sports are completely split up to where we don't even have any. We have maybe one or two girls that run track, but every other girl is just like only a basketball.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So at our school, it's very, we're a Christian school, but we're very athletic driven. Like they really push their sports. They're like 9-time state champions in football.
Okay.
Girls basketball team has historically been really, really good. I think the coach that just left there, well, he didn't leave. He went over to the boys' side and his daughter took over. And then she was there for like 3 or 4 years, but she's starting a family and kind of a lot going on. So she resigned and I was going to be the assistant. And the AD called me like a week after I got the assistant job. And he's like, "Hey, Corey, the head coach just resigned. You want the head job?" I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So, thank you. Yeah.
So the first thing he told me was, you know, we have a 6'1", 6'2" girl that, supposedly being recruited by Texas and a couple other D1s. So she's pretty good. I watched her play. She's pretty solid. The first thing he told me was, "Hey, you know, so-and-so is, she's not coming back. She wants to transfer. She's already made the decision before the coach resigned. So it had nothing to do with me, but she's transferring. Do you still want the job?" I told my ID. I was like, "Yes, of course. You know, I've been working to get a head job for the last 10 years. Like that's all I wanted."
And to be
that's historically, you know, had a great basketball program, I think it's a great situation. So
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So that was good. But
I can tell you from the little I know about Florida, there's a lot of transferring.
Oh, don't get me started, man.
There's a lot of transferring. So
I hate it. And, you know, being from Illinois, and I'm sure Wisconsin's probably similar, you can't do that in Illinois. It's strict. And, I mean, it still happens, but they're at least strict about it, and they make sure there's actually reasonable cause for you to be moving all around. So.
Right.
You know, I'm telling some of the people, some of the coaches down here in Florida, like the rules in Illinois, and they're just like, they're like, what? They're so blown away. I'm like, yeah, that's how I felt when I moved down to Florida and I saw some of the rules that you guys do. People just jump from school to school. You can play football with one school and then decide to go to basketball for another school. It's like,
right.
You know, what's happening? What is this teaching them?
Right. It's not. That's the, yeah. Yeah. And ours is too strict in my opinion, but anyway, so there's gotta be a fine line because my theory is you should be able to go to, once you start a school, you should end it unless your parents move or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm a big believer in like if your school's really good at drama, like my daughter's into drama. She should be able to go to any school. Like if there was a performing arts high school, I'd have her signed up in 2 seconds.
Right.
There just isn't. So it's like, but that would be perfect fit for her. Finding the right fit is big, but you're right. The whole football, I've heard that they play football and then they go somewhere else, play basketball. It's like, what? Do they move? They go, no. I go, what? Like,
They don't have to be in district or zone. They just can, as long as they can transport themselves there, they can go there apparently.
Right.
So I'm still learning all those. Cause it really sounds like there's not any rules. So.
Right. As far as that, as far as transfers go. Yeah.
That's easy to remember.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what? You're in a good spot in the sense that you're private and small.
Yeah.
The big boys aren't that worried about you, to be honest with you.
Not really.
Like 7A's probably aren't like, you know, you just need to find a couple players. 2A, you probably got to find a couple players.
Yeah, so basically the coach that was there, he had a pretty good history. I mean, to be honest, he played the district that they're playing in. Some of these schools are really small, as you know.
Right.
And they're just not that good. So he's had, you know, multiple 20-win seasons. I think there was only one or two losing seasons in like the 25 or 30 years he's been there. And so there's that history. And now, you know, so I get the phone call, hey, your best player is leaving. No big deal. They were one game away from going to state last year and they returned everybody.
Right.
So, but that when you say everybody, that means 6 or 7 players really.
Right.
So then 3 days later, they made the announcement that, you know, Coach Hill's the new coach at University Christian, all this stuff. And then I think some girls decided that, well, first they heard that the coach resigned. So then I get another call from the AD saying, hey, so-and-so is deciding to transfer. And I'm just like,
right.
I'm just like, okay. You know, and it's still at the point
where you
like,
were you still in school at that point?
No. So I just got, I got the job this summer. So,
so you were in, okay. Last summer, though, this summer, like June.
Yeah. Just like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, crud. Okay. Yeah, no. So I was going to say I thought this happened like pre-COVID. Okay. So no, you really can't even meet with them to kind of rally the troops. That's crazy.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to do is we were able to get I met at that AAU tournament that we went to in Jacksonville. I was like, hey, you know, maybe some of my girls are playing on some of these teams.
Right.
So I started asking around and we ended up playing our 11th grade team. So our incoming seniors, we ended up playing and I'm just the assistant for them. Jack's the head coach. We ended up playing a girl that goes to University Christian. So that I'm going to have. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So we ended up playing her. And then after the game, I walked up and introduced myself. I said, hey, I'm going to be your new coach. And, she kind of was like freaking out, but she was super excited to meet her new coach. And I said, hey, why don't you get a group chat going with all the girls that were on the team and we can start, you know, chatting about what we're going to do. And so she did that. And, we ended up, once they allowed workouts, we ended up meeting and there was probably 6 of us. We met in the gym and just kind of did some individual skill development work. And, you know, they got to meet me and I kind of, you know.
That's the key is they got to put a face to a name. That's the thing is they got to like, that's the hard part.
Right. So there was that. And then there was 2 others that were pretty good that were, one of them was a starter and she wasn't coming to the workout. So I was trying to get a hold of her. And then a week later, I get another call from the parent and they're like, yeah, we're not going to come back. I'm like, are you serious? So I have officially lost 3 starters.
And where are they going?
So the one that's the Division I recruit, we're pretty sure she's going to a pretty
big school,
public school. that has a history of being pretty good. Her mom went there.
Okay. Okay.
The crazy thing is the other, so her two sisters, one plays at FAU now. Her two sisters graduated from University Christian, but she just, I think she just, with school, she just wanted to try something different for her senior year. So, you know, can't blame her, but it definitely. It's like one of those things I've been telling people. It's like, well, you know, now, Corey, you're just going to have to coach, you know?
Well, no, and it's like whatever. I mean, you don't want to really think this way, but it's like, all right, this isn't really your – like, until you get in and see them and, like, as long as the AD understands that, like, you got to give them time on this. Like,
yeah, and I think they do. I mean, he kind of felt for me too, you know, when he had to make that phone call to me to let me know that three of my top five girls were out.
Right.
And I think he kind of knew, like, oh, okay, well, I was like,
there's really nothing you can do. It's not like you're seeing him at school and dealing with, like, whatever. What it's going to do is it's going to make your first year harder rather than easier.
Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, I've been telling, you know, I've kind of had the mindset of, well, you know, if they don't want to stick around and at least meet me and at least give it a shot, then, you know, do we really want them
in the program? So time to move on. Yeah. So what's your next plan then? So as you can't control, those are the uncontrollables. I always tell coaches, only control the controllables. That's uncontrollable. So move on and, like, whatever.
So, you know, I'm encouraging the girls that are there. I'm saying, hey, you know, if you know some girls in the school that play other sports that, you know, maybe we want to hop over and, you know, and it's hard with the COVID thing, you know, you can't really
do
a ton of team stuff, but right now, you know, we're being really safe at our school, but we are still going forward with some small workouts. So, you know, I'm still going. So I'm in Orlando right now, but I'm driving up to Jacksonville twice a week and meeting with them. Mondays and Tuesdays are what we're doing right now for like 2 hours, just trying to do
some. So university school's in Jacksonville.
Yes.
You haven't moved yet.
I have not.
How's that going to work?
So, well, I won't move until I'm planning on moving August 1st. So work will start, school will start August. Well, supposedly school will start August 3rd.
But how do you find someplace to live?
I've already found it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
I've already figured all that out. So I was actually the girl I'm dating, that actually lives in Jacksonville, that I met during all of this, which is crazy how that even happens.
But right.
He had a really good friend that has, some condos in Jacksonville and it just worked out.
That's good. Okay. I was thinking, crap, like that's the last thing you want to worry about is where.
Yeah. I was very fortunate with that. I was stressing out about that. I was like, man, where am I going to live? You know, trying to figure all that stuff out. So
right.
That's all taken care of and ready to go. So I've been going up to Jacksonville twice. What I've been doing is going up Monday and then staying at a friend's house overnight and then going back up Tuesday and then going to the gym Tuesday. That way I don't.
Okay.
Multiple trips
for the workouts. Yeah. Okay.
I've seen them twice a week. So, but right now it's tough because, you know, it's not that the girls, all seven or six or seven of the girls don't want to go because of COVID. They just don't want to go because they're lazy. And so we're having that issue of like, they don't want to work. And I'm starting to see, like, if you would have looked at this, if you would have looked at this team play last year and who was all on the team, their top five was better than any top five in the state in their class, but they just didn't like each other and they didn't.
That's so important. I'm telling you, that's so
important.
We've
just been, you know, my biggest plan, Steve, has just been like, let's reteach culture. Let's restart. Let's rebuild. And
you basically got to nuke it. That's what I had to do 20 years ago when I took over, is like, they just hadn't won. So I had to teach them how to win.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if it was Bill Parcells. It's basically compete every day. That was our motto. I don't remember where I stole it from, but that's all I want. I just want you compete every day. That's it. It's as simple as three words, compete every day. As long as you do that, we'll be good. Cause that means you're coming, you're trying to get better. You know, there's so many subcategories to that. It's like, and the hard part, I feel so bad for all these young coaches. It's like, you're really literally doing it in the worst possible scenario. Like, you just are. There's nothing to – so you got to kind of pivot and try to figure it out. But to build culture, you got to spend some time with them. You got to, like – and you can't. Like, it's COVID. It's like they're not going to be, like, doing sleepovers and, you know. You know, I'm just going – I mean, the things that you're going to build that team together, they can't do.
Right.
So that's the hard part.
Yeah, and I've had we had a conversation last week. Just I think there was maybe three or four of them, and I was just asking. I was like, so you know, what are you guys' mindset last year? What was going on? Like, how you know what's the issue?
Yeah.
Then they just started bringing up all this, you know, that dynamic of boys basketball versus girls basketball. You have that. I'm sure you know. You have that drama that comes with coaching girls. And you know, everybody always asks me, Corey, like you started with boys. You know, I started in Illinois with the boys team. We were in 1A, and we were the top team in the state. We were a charter academy, and we were really good. And then I just made that switch to the girls, and everybody's like, why don't you go back to the boys? Like, the girls are so tough to coach. I said, yeah, but they listen.
I said, They do listen. They
listen better. And I'm sure, you know, there's boys teams that listen. I'm not saying that, but
they're more, boys tend to be more defensive, more like, I know more than you, whatever. But yeah, but I can tell you the disease of me goes through a girls team worse than like that whole, like, if the wall crumbles, it crumbles fast in a girls program.
Yeah.
It doesn't as much in a boys, because the boys will call each other out.
Yeah.
Literally in the locker room. They'll like stop, you know, they'll call each other out. The walls tend to be stronger, and that's the team stuff.
Right.
They'll just say, well, we don't like that guy, but we want to win. Like, whatever, we'll deal with him. The girls, it will be like, oh my God. I mean, I've seen that. And again, I'm not making general swatches, because it's definitely different for everybody, but yeah, that's what about X's and O's? Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, we love those. And send me an email, steve@teachhoops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.